Restaurant owners, workers, and their supporters gathered last night in Beaver Creek to protest the COVID-related restrictions still placed on their businesses. They met with State Senator Bob Hackett and State Representative Rick Perales to voice their concerns. WISO's Lila Goldstein reports.
People held signs saying, "Save our small businesses," and "No more curfew," referring to the 10 p.m. cutoff on alcohol sales in bars and restaurants in Ohio. Patrick Reed owns Angie's Firehouse Tavern in Dayton. He says the curfew has made a small business lose $300 to $600 a night.
"We don't quite understand why we've been targeted. We've been playing by the rules since day one. They're killing us. We're treading water. If this goes on much longer, we'll just be in the graveyard of broken dreams with a lot of other restaurants."
He says he's on board with following safety guidelines, but thinks the safest place for people to drink is in a bar or restaurant where staff can enforce the rules. For WYSO News, I'm Lila Goldstein.